Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Midori Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry.
And this week, John, we came across a very, very interesting story. Iraqi police came upon a strange discovery, and then they made a successful recovery mission. And this is a story that began when a tipster told police that he knew the location of a remarkable treasure.
Gold diamonds?
Gold diamonds. Not quite. The cops followed the tip to an orchid in Baghdad. Maybe there's some symbolism there. And buried beneath the sand, they found five classic cars, including two Rolls Royces and three sports cars that once belonged to Saddam Hussein's son, Uday. An Iraqi police colonel broke the news, and here he speaks through a translator.
A police task force had been set up to pull the cars out of an orchard, and actually the cars were taken to the headquarters of the 7th Brigade, Iraqi National Police. By doing so, we've prevented armed groups from taking them outside the country to sell them at astronomical prices.
Buried cars.
Astronomical prices, because it's well known that Uday was notorious for his love of cars. In fact, he once drove a pink Rolls Royce to vote in an Iraqi referendum. Who do you think won that referendum?
Boy,
maybe
his dad? I think overwhelmingly. 99% was the turnout there.
No one knows exactly how many cars Uday had or where they were kept, but his toys became the perfect prize for looters, which brought back a lot of memories for me, because the days following the U.S. seizure of Baghdad in April 2003, there was lots of looting, and I was there to see it. You had just hundreds, dozens of people running through various stores, and particularly in the neighborhoods where they'd never been necessarily allowed to go, very wealthy neighborhoods like the one that Uday lived in, and they were running out with cars, or driving with cars and televisions and radios, and they were spectators. People were driving up, families, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. They were just watching it all kind of unfold, and nothing was safe from antiquities, from the museum.
Well, they emptied the museum. It was funny because I remember Don Rumsfeld saying, the Secretary of Defense, saying, stuff happens.
Which didn't go over too well. There was a lot of resentment. Iraqis felt the U.S. military spent time protecting the oil fields, but they didn't protect some of their national treasures. U.S. troops did take a lot of heat for not stepping in and not protecting the museums and other special Iraqi monuments. Some of that confusion and chaos in responding to the looting by the U.S. military was caught in the 2003 Frontline documentary called Truth, War, and Consequences.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whoa.
You can hear.
That's what you get when you loot.
You can hear the chaos there. There's no real enforcement going on. I mean, I remember I witnessed looting in Zaire when...
But they weren't shooting at people in that clip, just so we're clear.
No, it was just it was an attempt to just kind of, you know, have a showdown. There was no organized attempt to deal with
the situation.
And that's the problem with this kind of chaos, social chaos. I remember in Zaire, the currency and the inflation was so bad that riots occurred. And one day I remember seeing in Kinshasa, the capital, a line of people who were looting copper pipe and drywall and lawn chairs and office chairs and just walking in a long line, miles long in the city. It was really sad.
Yeah, that's the flip side of it, because we were at one of Uday's houses. Who knows how many he had. People were stealing knives and forks and plates.
Yeah, he had good
and
stuff,
chairs
though.
As well as billiard tables and balls, and driving off in these cars and taking artwork and clothing and shoes.
I remember,
just about anything you could grab your hands on in someone's home, and it was an enormous home right on the Tigris River.
An opportunity for looting, but a terrible legacy for the people of Iraq.